It's just gone 6 minutes after six, and joining me in studio is Bright Khumalo, who's a portfolio manager at Vestec Asset Management. Bright, thank you so much for your time. I almost slurred there at the in the middle of asset.
Yeah, lovely to be here.
How did the markets do today?
So yeah, if you look at the markets today, we are basically closed up about 0.24%. That's a quarter of a percent. And if you look at the different indices and how they did, the Resources 10 index closed down 0.46%. Industrials was up 0.16%. Financials up over a percent. So that's what's been driving markets there. If you look at the top 40 winners and losers, we had Star closing up 3.8%, First Rand closing up 3%, and Standard Bank closing up 2.9%. And also that's basically on the back of the stronger Rand, as we've seen the Rand you know, at 12 Rand 11 cents to the US dollar. And in the losers column, there was Napier Rockcastle at down 2.9%, South32 down 2.2%, and Richemont at down 1.9%. We'll talk about Richemont just now.
Okay, cool. Yes. You're saying a stronger rand, that can't be good for resources. How did the resources do? Really bad?
Yeah, well, the Resources 10 index is down about, well, close to half a percent, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they want a weaker rand because they're net exporters.
Sense had some stuff out. We had Clicks, we had Cash Build, we had Richemont, as you mentioned. Did I see? I think I saw Richemont, actually, and Steinhoff as well. So which one of those caught your attention?
I'll start with Richemont because it's big and it's interesting, and I think the deal could be a game changer. So Richemont announced basically that they're notifying Hughes, Net-a-Porter, that those two companies that they brought together, because they used to own one and the other one was independent. Basically, they have an intention, you know, to acquire the rest of the shares that they don't currently own for €38. That's the offer price they made to the current shareholders. This is very interesting because what management is saying, basically, they can see that the PAC is going through, it's going to be, basically, it's online. And they like that. I mean, as a millennial, I always like online because, number one, if you're going to buy something as expensive as a Cartier watch, I'd rather have someone take the burden of, you know, bringing it to at home and, you know, risking to get robbed than my new Cartier watch getting robbed on my way, you know, home. So that's quite interesting. I like that model.
The thing is, if someone gets robbed bringing your Cartier watch, you don't get the Cartier watch.
It's okay, because the risk, you know, still lies with them.
Oh, so okay.
Yes, yes. And another company that caught my attention is Clicks. This one, you know, Clicks and Dis-Chem always catch my attention because they're such in a sweet spot of, you know, consumer retail. I mean, we're talking about beauty products here, and we know their resilience in every single market. I'm looking at you wearing makeup.
Yes, lipstick. I bought lipstick and mascara over the weekend. So Clicks and Dis-Chem came on the right path.
Correct. Their sales, basically, they're saying they're up 14. They expect, this was a trading update, so they expect their sales should be up 14.2%, same store growth of about 7.5%, but the volume growth also is expected to be up about 4.8%. So this is big numbers. We're not talking small numbers. We're talking about a company that's already coming off of a very high base. I mean, I've been watching Clicks grow basically since 2010.
Right.
It's one of those that I missed, unfortunately. We all have one of those. And the internal price inflation for those 20 weeks was only 3%, so that's pretty impressive. But on the pharma side of things, the internal inflation was about 6.2%. That's just the nature of the beast on that side of things. And our fun fact of the day, basically, there's a species of cats called the savannah cat. It's a very interesting cat. It's very smart. You can actually train it, you know, like a dog. You can have it on a leash or teach it how to, you know, play fetch.
How big is this? It's like a dog, right? The size of a dog or...
No, I'm just saying it's smart. If you're not a dog person, but you like to play fetch with your cat, get a savannah cat.
Right, that's very interesting. Before I let you go with your savannah cat, Lonmin, did you have a look at that?
No, I don't cover mining that much.
Sometimes
I didn't have a look.
It's fine, right. What cat must I go and get again?
Savannah cat.
A savannah cat. Okay, that's on that note. That's Bright Khumalo, a portfolio manager at Vestec Asset Management, and you can go out and get yourself a savannah cat.